Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series Walking in Newness of Life Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org. Subject of this audio Walking in Love Chapter 1 Walking in Conformity with the Condition that Generated Newness of Life for a Christian The theme Walking in Love is a continuation of the Walking in Newness of Life series and is preceded by a sequence of subjects in which various aspects are addressed that are related to the proper support for a Christian to be able to walk effectively in the new life that is granted to him or her as a new creature in Christ Jesus, just as in them were also addressed several practical aspects to which a Christian is called to pay attention in terms of walking in the Lord. And although the themes mentioned in the previous paragraph already contain a large number of aspects that exemplify and demonstrate that Christians, as a result of living in fellowship with Christ, are also called to walk in the newness of life in Christ Jesus in the most diverse aspects of their lives in the present world, we understand that the specific point about Christians being called to walk in love reiterates the vocation of God for them mentioned above still in another particular. Or very peculiar way. God's calling for every Christian to walk in love, in turn, is also worthy of special mention, among many other aspects, because just as God's truth, righteousness, and grace permeate all aspects of God's will and actions, even being inseparable aspects of the generation of a person as a new creature in Christ Jesus, so it also is with God's love. And this is so because love is also inseparable from the Lord, His will, His actions, the constitution of a person as a Christian, and God's calling for each Christian. God's calling for Christians to walk in love, as well as to walk in God's truth, grace, and righteousness, is a calling for them to walk in conformity with the attributes of God by which they could receive the condition of saved, redeemed, or new creatures in Christ Jesus. It is a calling for the children of God to walk according to the attributes of God that originated their condition as Christians or belonging to the Heavenly Father's family, as exemplified in the texts below. 1 John 3, 1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Ephesians 5, 1-2. Therefore be imitators of God as dear children. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. 1 John 4, 7-8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God. For God is love. In still other words, a Christian is called to walk in love because one was begotten or made alive in Christ through the love itself precisely to also live and walk in love. Given this, the fact that God highlights that Christians were begotten by love to walk in love is of vital importance, for in this way, He instructs Christians that they, from the moment of their conception as new creatures, already have in their hearts the requirements for also to be able to walk in love. And for this, they no longer need to be subject to a life contrary to love and in which they were imprisoned before knowing Christ Jesus as the Lord of their lives. If, on the one hand, God's calling for a Christian to walk in love is related to the benefits that this brings to the person who walks in love and to the purpose for which a person is redeemed in the Lord, on the other hand, knowing that a Christian is called to walk in love because one is the fruit of it also comes to clarify what is given to an individual in the Lord from the beginning of one's Christian life so that one can also be amply supported to advance in what one is called to walk. By evidencing that a Christian, already in one's new birth, was begotten by the righteousness of God and in conformity with the heavenly love, God also shows that He does not require a Christian to accomplish something for which this Christian was not begotten. That is, God only calls Christians for them to walk in what is part of the characteristic of the new creature that they became in Christ Jesus. God does not call a Christian to walk in the light without first offering him or her the light and the condition to walk in the light. A principle that similarly also applies to the calling to walk in love. Therefore, God calls his children to walk in the light because they were begotten of light or made children of light before they can walk in the light, just as God also calls his children to walk in love because they have already been begotten according to the heavenly truth, righteousness, and love. Just as God works according to righteousness, truth, and love in everything because these characteristics are inherent to his being, so also the Lord first grants the attributes of righteousness, truth, and love to Christians so that they too may live and walk in the condition of these new attributes that they received from God by receiving Christ Jesus as Lord.